Well, Pinkies, guess what? We are in a Mazda 3. Now, if you don't know what a Mazda 3 is, got a brake on there. A Mazda 3 is a four-door sedan, what I would call a small car, a wee tiny little steering wheel. This is an automatic. It has, oh, I got a green light here. We're going to go for it. Oh, scraping the front end on the big bumps here. So, I'm going to set this car up. It's all very goofy. Feels weird. So, four-door sedan. Mine happens to be black, or charcoal, I guess. The clock is wrong. It's showing 12, it's an hour off. So, daytime, daylight savings time, I guess it's on. There's absolutely no indications of how to possibly change the time. Oh, hour, minute. Aha, let's try that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 p.m., 10, 11, 12, 1 a.m. It's guess it's 11:01. Oh, I don't even have a watch on. Shit. Okay, well, let's assume it's 11:01 a.m. Let me gotta adjust my mirrors here. The mirrors are all effed up there. There we go. Let's get this one. It's nice. It's got electric mirrors. It's got a quiet little engine. Seems to be good, nice bit of torque. I'm in automatic mode. It does have one of those Steptronic, Tiptronic transmissions. We'll play with that after a while. This car must be a 2012 or maybe even a 2013. 17,000 kilometers, 17,800 kilometers on it. So, yeah, it's pretty much brand new. A nice looking car, I guess. It's not nothing spectacular. Certainly wouldn't be able to pick it out of a crowd. Boy, it sure is dusty in the back. Don't they detail these things? God, this car's dirty. Holy snap. So what should I tell you? It's got a cute teeny little steering wheel. It is actually telescoping. The steering wheel telescopes out and tilts up and down. This is all manual. Almost everything in this car is manual. It has electric windows. It has, an auto up driver's window, or auto down, yeah, auto down, auto up, oh, auto up, so that's nice. It's got electric window, mirrors, left and right, door locks, and the stereo seems fairly complex. I've got the radio on. Let's just turn that off altogether. Off. Push power. It's got a CD, single disc CD player. You can plug your iPhone into it with a cable. Just the audio. It does not control your iPhone, this one. But it looks like you can also put in MP3 file CD. Because there are controls for... Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's a multi-disc. Maybe you can put more than one disc. Let's try the CD, see if we can get CD. No disc, she says. No disc. It's got a medium-sized little... Well, no. They make that a small-sized display screen. It's like about 1 inch high and 5 inches long. Oh, the brakes seem a little mushy. Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to hammer on those a little harder. So let's try this Tiptronic transmission. One, manual. Towards me to shift up. Right? I think so. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Go! One, two, I do have a tachometer and a speedometer, downshift. Isn't that odd? It really seems to me that you should pull down, pull towards you to downshift, don't you think? And push up to upshift. It just seems, it's counterintuitive to me. Why do they do these things backwards like this? I don't get it. It's wrong. It just seems wrong. Yeah, so the heat works. That's good. Let's turn the heat down a little bit there. It does have air conditioning. Great little commuter car, I suppose. Nice for zipping around in the city. Let's go back into automatic mode there. I wouldn't call it quiet. It seems there's a fair amount of cabin noise. Overall, sort of a completely uninspiring car. I have to poke around in it to see what it's got. I don't know. I have nothing more to tell you. It's a car. It has four doors and four seats. This particular car has cloth seats. This is kind of an odd position, driving position, because your feet stretch way out under you. Almost as much as the little Crossfire does. But it's much higher, of course. Visibility is good. There's no tremendous blind spots or anything like that. The mirrors, the rear view side mirrors, are an odd shape. So I'm going to need to be getting used to that. It's a bit weird. They're not like a square or an oval. They're like a deca parallelogram or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sides, basically. Maybe 5, I guess. So whatever a 5-sided parallelogram is, that's what it is. Decahedron? No, that's a 10-sided cube, isn't it? The blinkers are quiet. I'll say that. Pretty solid. Feels good. Oh, just missed the green. Oh, I don't have sunglasses, and the sun is actually coming out. What kind of a shock is that? You know, it's been raining a lot here in Vancouver. Okay, pedestrian. Here we go. Yeah, you know, it's nicely powered. Hold the blinker, don't I? This is not the BMW. But I don't like the brakes in this car, I'll tell you that much. It's like stepping on a sponge, if you ask me. Have you ever stepped on a sponge? That's what stepping on these brakes is like. Go ahead, go to the kitchen, find a sponge, get it all wet, and then step on it. That's what these brakes feel like. This is all right. It's an all right car to drive. It's not surprising in any way. I have no intention of putting it through its paces. I think it'll just be like trying to drive a log. It is solid though. Suspension is solid. I do like that. Yeah, not bad. Okay, well that's my this is my entire review of the 2013 Mazda 3 four-door sedan. It goes pretty nicely. It's comfortable, I think. The seat's weird. It's got this thing you can jack up it jacks you up to make you higher.
I don't know how to get it down.
Oh, push down, I guess. Down, up, up, up. I don't know, weird, just a bit weird. So, let's talk about more important things. Since I'm totally uninspired by this car. aside from it being what appears to be a comfortable to drive, reliable car, it's the most boring, one of the most boring cars I've ever driven. I in fact, I can't think of a more boring car to drive. So, it's a bit rough. Oh my God, not as bad as the Crossfire, but certainly not, certainly nothing like the old BMW, which is to be expected. Okay, so maybe I should just concentrate and figure out where the fuck I'm going. Let's turn down Ontario Street here. We'll go the back way. We're actually just going to nip into the heart of Vancouver. The Davie Village. Davie Street, the gay village. We're going to go for breakfast. Then that's about all I have planned today. I've got a whole crap load of chores at home to do. And now, where's my phone? God, I gotta find my phone. Okay, go car, go! Oh yeah, it's got all the power of a Singer sewing machine. Turning. Yeah. I like the suspension on this car, and the motor is useless. It is just a little car. Like, come on. It's not like it's got a V8 in it or anything like that. So, it's performing as can be expected. So, that's good. It's a nice car. Oh, hello. Did you hear that little bling bling? We're back in the Mazda 3 again. I'm giving this car a second or third chance. So, that was, it says hello. The dash lights up and says hello, types it out, and makes a little bling bling. I've managed to put my keys into an almost irretrievable cubby hole. So we'll move those. Okay, so I'm backing out of the garage. All right. We are out in the sun. Now, let's close that cubby hole. Put it in neutral. So, we're just out to do some more chores. I've been driving around this Mazda 3. I've got a few other little complaints about it. Where's my garage door closer? There it is. Okay, hit the button. There you go. Should have brought my cable for my iPod so I could play some fantastic music for you, because I know you all love the music. Wow, it's actually sunny again here in Vancouver. Again, unbelievably. I actually had to put gas in this car because they only gave me 1/8 of a tank or less. Nice. I like this new function where you just give your rental car back empty. Remember the good old days when they forced you to bring your car back full? They don't do that anymore, the fuckers. So now I have to stop and ruin my timing. No, I'm not that bitter. Anyway, so I put some gas in this car. So we're going to take it out again, see how we like it. Now, here's one function you probably didn't notice while I was yakking on. The door's locked. I hate cars where the doors lock as soon as you get going 10 miles an hour or faster. This really irks me. The other thing that irks me is you can't lock the fucking car by using the door locks. You have to use the key button, which makes the horn honk. Now, this is the problem with our society, folks, is that we have to have these noisy, honking, door-locking housewives. And today, I am one of them. I'm a door-honking, door-locking, honking housewife. Because I got to make about 8 stops today. And every time, if I want to lock this car, it's going to be honking the horn. Why can they not allow you to just press the door locks, mix the car doors lock, and then no honking? you lock the, close the door and walk away. Why do we have to honk our horns every time we lock the fucking doors on our car? This distresses me to no end. As you can see, I am quite agitated about it. I do have a few things to report about this little Mazda 3. It's okay. I'm kind of liking it. It's growing on me. I've been driving it out on the highway a little bit, and it's all right. You know, it's a well-powered car. It's fairly comfortable. The seats are a little bit hard, maybe. These are the cloth seats. They're a little bit hard, but they're not cold. That's nice. They certainly don't have any seat heat, not that I've been able to find, anyway. So it's a really well-built car. I must say I'm happy with the build quality of this Mazda 3. I really like the suspension in this car. It's a little bit rough, perhaps, but here's some rough road we're going over. It's not unrealistically uncomfortable. So it's an overall good car. I actually give it a few thumbs up. We need to come up with a Faye driver rating system. 4 blowjobs out of 5. How about that? I give the Mazda 3 4 blowjobs out of 5. Oh, cops all lined up here. What's going on? Got some police incident. 4 cops standing around. Not doing anything. What am I doing? 60. There comes another cop. Well, there's something going on. Maybe a dead body in the park or something. So, yeah. I guess maybe I'll give my 3 high points and 3 low points for the Mazda 3. You know what's interesting? It has this glove box, which opens up, and way deep in the glove box, there's this super thick, huge manual of something. I actually haven't figured out what it is. I'm just going to check that now. Yeah, it's like a manual. It's the owner's manual. It's like a fucking Bible. 2012 Mazda 3. In French on one side, Mazda 3 owner's manual on the other. It's the 8BY7 Mazda body style, apparently. But anyway, this thick book, which is the size of a King James Bible, it actually has its own little spot way at the back end of the glove box. So that's a good feature. I appreciate that. It's fucking huge, though. The cubby holes are nice. There's one in front of the shifter, which is completely useless. And it's too deep. Things go in too far. And then you can't get anything out when you're in park. So I don't like that one. But there's a cup holder, which with a 2-cup cup holder that has a lid if you don't want anything falling in, which is nice. I can put my iPhone there. Right now I've got my Zoom H2 recorder in that cup holder. We have a handbrake here. I've not tried to do any handbrake turns yet. But give me time. And then there's another cubby hole where my armrest would be between the 2 seats, and it's a good size. It's all right. I forgot to bring a CD. Should have brought a data CD or something so we could play with the stereo. So now I'd like to shift down. That kind of does it for me. 3, 2, this is me shifting now. Oh, put on those mushy brakes. And then it automatically goes into 1 for me. I'm getting the hang of this push away from me for down and pull towards me for up. So it's sort of making sense, I think. I think I might be okay with that now after driving this car for a little while. And we're off. 1, 2. I'm behind a dump truck. It's the worst place to be. Especially when you're trying to test drive a car. Okay, so I'm in second gear. I'm going to zip over into my partner's lane here. Little acceleration, 3,500 RPM. And I want to shift up toward me. Pull. Okay, yeah, that took a little thought. And we're coming up to another red light. Downshift, second gear. Okay. Good. Get out of the way, big truck. So, yeah. So, the 3 points I like. I like... I actually don't mind the amenities inside. This automatic or this Steptronic Tiptronic transmission is good. I'm making good use of it, and I appreciate how it works. Third gear. The steering wheel is oddly small to me, but that's I'm getting used to that. I don't like the fact that the doors lock when you drive away. I don't like the fact that the horn honks when I use my door locker key. I have to use the key to lock the doors, which is completely unfathomable to me why they have door lock buttons when they're no good. I mean, you can't lock the fucking doors with them. It's just bizarre to me, because you can only lock the doors with the key fob. What if you lose that key fob? Oh, and what if the battery goes dead? You can't lock the doors if you're with your dead key. Then you gotta go pay $250 for a key. Like right now, okay, so now we're driving along, we're doing 80 kilometers an hour, that's just about 50 miles an hour. I'm in that, obviously in fifth gear. I think there's a fifth, let's see, slap fourth gear. Oh, it's shifted down for me. Yeah, that's nice. Fourth gear, let's go a little faster. And into 3,500 RPM, third gear, fourth gear, and fifth gear. Okay, so it's a five speed. No more gear. So anyway, back to automatic. Thank you. So we're driving along doing 50 miles an hour. I got 14 or 1300 RPMs, but it just feels a little luggy to me. Just a little luggy. If I was driving, I would have taken fourth gear in, through here. But you know, it's an automatic. Okay. That aside, transmission aside, it's actually a pretty good transmission. I'm sure the gas mileage is incredible in this car because it feels quite light. And it's pretty nimble. So, and you know, the other thing is that it's all right styling-wise. If you look at it on the exterior, it's an attractive car. It has a slightly more style than the other bimbo boxes, you know, four-door sedan, econo boxes. So, it's an alright looking car. So I guess that's it. That's my overall impression. I didn't mention how small a room there is. The back seat is extremely close to the front seat in this car. Like, if someone had to sit behind me, the way that I have my seat quite far back, there's only, like, there's hardly enough room for a woman to get her purse between the back of my seat and the knee part. Like, if you had to sit back there, you would be asking me to move forward. So, really kind of tight back there. But, it, you know, I guess it's not built to be a limousine, so. Certainly there's generous room for the front seat drivers, and so that's good. You'd only want to have kids, like a couple of kids in the back of this car, in the back seat. If we had to go on a long trip with me and a bunch of normal-sized Iowans... It might be a little tight back there. But anyway, so 4 blowjobs out of 5 for the Mazda 3 four-door sedan. Sorry I didn't look and see what the engine was, but that's it. That's all I got for you. Hope you've enjoyed this little tour of the Mazda 3 series. I am the Faye driver. All right, so I have switched to the iPhone because we have run out of power on the old H2, because I don't have... Oh, I'll get it into Steptronic mode here. Yeah, I don't have spare batteries in this car. All right, we're going to ring this little car out a little bit here. 3,500, 2,500 RPM, third gear, 60 kilometers. coming up to a sharp corner. What have I got? 2500. Oh, they got instruction here. Second gear.
Yeah.
Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Oh, take the gear. That's good. Pretty good. 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 No understeer. Took that corner at 60. That's good. That's good. Just needs a little more power. I am impressed with this suspension on this car. This car would be fun, I think, if you had a standard transmission and rear-wheel drive. Rear-wheel drive. This does not have quite enough power for my tastes, but still, good car. Good handling car. So, nice, another sharp corner coming up here. We got 3,500 RPM, 60 kilometers. It's just so whiny, that engine. I'm going to take it in 3,070 kilometers. Yeah, 3,000 RPM, third gear. It runs fast, this car. Second gear's a little under-geared, and third gear's a little over-geared. For racing, that is. For driving around like grandma, it's just right, I think. I noticed when I was driving this car the first time on wet roads that there was some front end slip, some stickiness issues. That could just be a function of the tires. So here we go, we're going to take a good right-hand turn here. I'm just going to load it up as much as I can. Yeah, it's really, that's what I would call understeer. Ah, funny. Fun car though, good car. Really, it can take a beating and keep on tweeting. Alright, so I'm in a parking lot now. Alright, that was good. Good little test of this car's abilities. I'm quite impressed. I've said this 18 times now. I like the suspension in this car. It's quite good. The understeer is not, but no surprise whatsoever. So it's manageable and expected. And the engine is just slightly underpowered. The little transmission is fun. It's efficient. I like it. Feels pretty solid overall, this car. I actually give this car, well, I've said it already, 4 blowjobs out of 5. So, very maneuverable car. And we've arrived. All right, folks. Thanks for joining me on the test drive of the Mazda 3. I will check in with you again. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Bye.